Love the Whole World, One Person at a Time, by Becca Stevens, read by Ellie Johnson. All the believers were in one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had, Acts 4:32. Once, when I was in Ghana working with one of Thistle Farm's global partners, I had the opportunity to sit down with the leaders there and share a meal. When I didn't finish my food, a young woman who worked for our partner organization took my plate to the kitchen. My heart broke as I watched her eat every scrap off my plate before watching it. Witnessing her hunger and acknowledging God's tremendous blessings in my life motivated me to renew my determination to keep working to help women in need. I know that the work of Thistle Farms here in the United States matters to her. Part of our journey with God is growing in our generosity to others as we become more aware of God's outrageous generosity towards us. We give generously because of all the mercy and grace we have been shown. Paul tells us in Acts chapter 4 that the early Christians practiced loving generosity on a scale that would most likely be uncomfortable for us. When the first Christians heard Jesus' command to love your neighbor as yourself, they took it seriously. Acts 4:32 tells us that no one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but shared everything they had. The early church understood that the deep and abiding love of Jesus quells our fear and allows us to love others with more courage and generosity. It is daunting to try to love the whole world one person at a time, but that is the task of being a disciple. We can all love the world through our interactions, our business choices, our lifestyle choices, and how we choose to spend our time. In the world of human trafficking, I can think about the young woman in Ghana, hungry for the scraps off my plate, and know that what I do here in the United States matters to her. Sometimes we get bogged down in wondering how God wants us to share His love with the world, but it really is pretty simple. He asks us to choose love and generosity in the small things, every step along the way. Let's pray. Lord, You have made us in Your image. Teach us this day to see every person we meet, whether on the streets or in the mirror, as Your incarnate face. All our journeys begin and end with You. Now we need to learn how to travel close to You on our way home. As I walk by Your side, grant me the humility and courage to simply love the next person who crosses my path.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.